This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So, let me tell you about the University of Alaska Anchorage. They have got a new way that students can pay off their parking tickets on campus with peanut butter and jelly.
Nice.
Because they're trying to combat student hunger. That's what the university wants to do. So any student that's in need, basically, if you're a parking idiot, they're going to go, fine, you don't got to pay us money, but give us the PB&J. We'll give it to the students that need the food. And each person can use these payments for two citations issued within the past 45 days. And all it will take is two 16-ounce jars. That gives you $10 credit. Three jars gives you $35 off. Five jars, you get $60 credit on your parking problems.
Are there different tiers? There should be different tiers on the quality of the peanut butter.
Oh, choosing mother's quality.
Oh, yeah. If you're going like Adams as opposed to like, I don't know, like Safeway Select.
Wait.
Okay. Like, I know that Adams is the healthy choice because you're
Adams
Mr. Healthy.
Is good.
It's no way near as good as Jif. Okay. No way. No, I know that the health conscious people say that like you, but Jif is the bomb.
Dude, if you have Adams after a while and you go back to Jif, it's just like it's like eating.
Here we go.
It's not even a comparison, man.
Oh my God, you are on crack. I've had Adams. I continue to have Adams, and you know what? I know it's better for me. There's no doubt about it.
It's also better. It's just better.
Oh, no, I totally disagree.
And I mean, I've got no issues with Jif. Oh. If you give me Jif, I will eat it.
I don't know, Skippy or Jif, Rev, which one?
I would go with Jif. I always go Jif Extra Crunchy.
If you're going with those, that tier of peanut butter.
Oh, here we go. When did you become this guy?
Yeah, peanut butter connoisseur here.
I'm a peanut butter purist. I've always been that way.
Oh, my God, Jif is the best. Choosing mothers.
I love it.
Vicky?
I'm a peanut butter whore, so I'll do any peanut butter.
What about Peter Pan?
No, Peter Pan.
I don't think I've ever had it, actually.
Peter Pan is not as good as either one of those two.
Yeah, I haven't had Peter Pan since I was a kid.
It's an untapped gem.
Wait a second. You're putting Peter Pan over Jif and Skippy, but you're not putting it over Adams.
No.
Okay.
That's just crazy talk.
Yeah, Peter Pan, I really felt like was really like they wanted to be something, but they really were never something.
Adams is the one you have to stir, right?
Yeah, some of them aren't.
Okay, because that's the only thing that I recognize with those, with Adams, is the fact that I have to stir it. And I'm not into physical labor when it comes to my peanut butter.
No, I get pissed when it is at the bottom and I realize I have to do the stirring and not my wife. I'm like, son of a bitch. This is just going to add more time to my breakfast experience.
Yeah, right?
Look, I know the sodium and probably the high fructose corn syrup is what's flavoring what I'm getting with my peanut butter when I go to some of these brands. I know it. I'm like the guy in The Matrix. I know what it is. I know what I'm eating, and I don't care. It tastes good.
No, I think that's fine. It's like movie theater popcorn. I know it's awful for me. I'm still going to eat it.
It's fantastic.
Well, that's your favorite kind of popcorn, isn't it?
Yes.
That's why I can't believe that Adams is good. If that's all I can get is Adams, sure, I'll take it. But I can't believe you forget the greatness that they make.
I'm not saying I'm bad. So I'm just saying if I had a pick, I'm going to go Adams.
I am surprised.
Another brand. I can't think of the name of it. I should text my wife. I still love getting bothered about this.
But
I can't remember what brand it is, but she gets it and it's so freaking good.
Really? Compared to the... Okay. Chunky Skippy or Chunky Jif, I'll take any.
Might be this Justin's classic peanut butter.
Oh, Justin's is good.
Yeah.
But again, as good as Justin's and Adams are,
All right, so a lot of people are asking us, where are we going, with crunchy or smooth?
I know a lot of people love the smooth, but I love crunchy on a Fluffernutter, which you guys don't know a whole lot about, some of you. The marshmallow.
Don't.
No. Marshmallow fluff with crunchy Jif. Oh, gosh. So good.
I like both, man, but I would always lean more towards the creamy, but every once in a while you got to shake it up with a little crunch and get that chunk.
Yeah, and I'm not going to turn creamy down, but I like nuts.
Yeah, you do.
In my mouth.
So this is one tip, not Ryan's, but a tip. Stir that stir peanut butter upside down. No mixing. I've heard that. I just never got around to it.
Stir it upside down?
Yeah, if you stir it upside down, I guess like the oils will go down to the bottom or
what?
Something like that. I don't know.
That's a great idea because the oils are always on top. Makes sense. Gravity.
But if you flip it over, wouldn't just the oils just all spill out everywhere?
Well, not if you... No,
you use a lid. You keep the lid on.
Oh. Okay.
It's not like a blizzard, my friend.
Oh, I know that. That's why I'm just like worried there.
Oh. Okay, there's propaganda out there that I have to address because I just ran into this problem.
About peanut butter?
No, I'm changing subjects.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys still on peanut butter?
No, I'm good. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, we found out, Steve, that you're on the do not fly list. You are a terrorist because of the fact that you would not choose Jif.
Oh, see, Adam's no stir crunchy. That's a good one. You don't have to stir it, and it's crunchy.
We've covered this.
Okay, good.
We've covered it.
Sorry.
Here's the problem, is that Vicky's going to, you know, she's a parent of Prince Migs.
Yes.
You're soon to be a parent.
Yes.
Vicky knows what choosy mothers choose, and she will do the right thing, and you won't. Yeah, fine. I'm talking about Netflix, this next thing.
Okay.
Because Netflix is now crying. I mean, look, they're taking a hit. I get why they're taking a hit, because people are taking the content that they used to be able to make a lot of money off of by charging us a monthly fee and stream it all. Now the Disneys of the world and the HBO, everybody's got their own app that will be a streaming service. And Netflix lost The Office, and they'll be losing The Office, I should say, as well as Friends. So they're like, okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Now they're going, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're losing $135 million a month due to password sharing. They're saying it's $1.6 billion annually. I tell them they're full of crap.
Yeah, they are.
Because they claim that everyone's borrowing passwords, and if those folks would sign up and they couldn't share, then they'd sign up and have to spend the money. But that doesn't matter.
A lot of people wouldn't get Netflix if they weren't taking somebody else's account. They have to factor that in. Like, there's some people out there that are using Netflix because their buddy hooked them up with the password. But if their buddy's like, I'm taking the password away, they're never going to subscribe to Netflix.
And they've already got something in place to stop that. That's what kills me. I ran into it myself. I have the Netflix basic package.
Okay.
And I couldn't watch a show the other night.
Why is that?
Because it said too many streaming devices were connected.
How many people are you sharing your damn Netflix with?
Guess how many you can only have at one time. Two.
Two.
So
you have to get the family plan, so you got four.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I have to get a family plan. So that's what I'm saying. They already have something in place. So my son and my wife were watching a Netflix show. I tried to put something on, couldn't do it.
Can't you like override them and say, I'm the supreme leader of this Netflix viewing?
Well, I am the first one. You think I would, you think I'd get to kick him off, but it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, there should be like some kind of like override button, like F you guys, the F you button.
But that's my point. My point is that if I buy the family plan, which I think is BS because I'm only sharing it with my family, and they're saying, well, you know, whatever reason they give me that I can't watch more than two at one time, okay. Well, what difference does it make then if they've got a plan that limits me anyway where I can only have two at one time with the basic plan? Which I think is lame. How many people only have two people playing? Families, right? So they're going to get me to pay an expensive price anyway.
Wait a second. The family plan is four people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't have the family plan.
Right, but you're saying how many families are only two people?
That's what I mean. So when you sign up for Netflix, you can only share. You can only have another person watching it anyway. So it's not like a regular single person is cheating them out. They already have a plan designed for four people to watch at the same time. And that's done once you have the four people. So who's screwing them out of their money? Here's what I thought Netflix was, Steve. I thought you could watch as many as you wanted for the one price. I just found this out. I didn't know there was limits.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
There's a family plan for everything when it comes to streaming.
Well, so then what are they complaining about? They already have a system in place.
Because people are handing out these passwords like it's no big deal.
But you can only, like, for instance, without a family plan, I can only give it to one other person. That's it.
No, you can give it to as many as you want. You just got to hope they're not watching at the same time, which I think is what a lot of people are doing. they're handing it out to like maybe six of their friends.
Well, I watch
and
Netflix
then you just kind of keep your fingers crossed that when you watch it, nobody else is watching.
Oh, I watch it a lot. There's no way I'd hand it out knowing that. I'm not going to give it to anybody now because I got knocked off with my own family. I'm not going to give it to some other people.
It's time to just get rid of your family members.
I got to get the family plan.
Yeah.
So I think that's really
like $14 a month, I think it is, or something like that.
Yeah.
$14 to $15 a month.
Which, I mean, that's reasonable now that I understand what's going on. And
see, I don't have this problem because I don't share my passwords with anyone.
What about your wife?
Well, no, we log into the same computer or the same television.
That's what I mean.
We only watch Netflix on TV.
Yeah, and so that's it, though. She's it. If little Migs, when she gets older, she wants to watch Netflix. And
Netflix won't even exist by the time she's old.
Oh, really?
It'll be something else.
You're killing the company. It's over, huh?
Every company.
Done. It's over.
I don't anticipate anything being
Facebook's
the same
been
in five
around.
Years.
I still have an iPhone.
That's true.
Yeah.
I just have this mentality of things are just going to be so different in 5 years. It's not even going to matter.
It does suck if you think that's the way it is, because that's kind of like, it's kind of like means you're kind of thinking like an old person. I'm not even going to bother. It's only going to be gone in 5 years.
That's the truth, though, the way the technology's changing these days.
That's why my dad would never use the VCR. Or he never even changed the clock. He's like, what's the point?
Eventually, it's going to come back to this time anyway.
Yeah, that was his attitude. Wow. Yeah, so anyway, they're trying to get their money. And the bottom line is that Netflix, I think the last thing they should be doing is looking like a bunch of a-holes trying to get money out of people. Maybe this is their gasp. I don't know if they're...
I don't get the vibe that they're coming off like a-holes because they want to be a profitable business. I never understand like that attitude of like, it's like the people that got mad at Napster or Metallica because of the Napster issue. It's like, well, at some point, like these businesses are made, they're going to try and profit off of stuff and they don't want you just to hand out stuff. Their product for free because you deem this person deserves your password. This person deserves your password.
I think you're in the minority because when I buy something, I get to share it with whoever I want.
Mm-hmm.
If I buy a book, I can give that book to somebody. If I buy a D, that's why people go, what the hell? Why can't I just, I pay for the service. It allows me to have two streams. Why can't I give one stream to Vicky and then she and I can both watch stuff?
You can in that situation. It's just you can't give it to more than that.
Well, they don't even want Vicky to have it. You've got to be in a family. If they found out that Vicky was not living with me and had it, that's what they're talking about. They're mad at those people.
I know with the other streaming services, they require you to have the same address.
Yeah.
Like, I had to put in my address, and then my brother, who's on it, had to put his address in as well. So, I mean, luckily he lives with me, but if I gave it to my dad, he'd have to make it seem like he was living with me, too.
That's the point, Steve, is that they're kind of, that people are like, really? This is what they're trying to do. They're making sure that everybody who's not in your family doesn't get to have this unless they pay for it themselves. And then if they're in your family,
sure, all these people can't just steal their service.
So you've never given anybody anything that you've bought and said, okay, like the Motley Crue book, if somebody wanted to read that from you, you wouldn't give it to them?
Sure.
Well, what if they came out with a service and saying you can't because you know what? He should buy his own.
But if I had Audible, I'm not going to hand over, like, if I'm paying $10 a month for Audible, I'm not going to just say, hey, you could have it for free.
What's the difference then?
I don't know what the difference is. It's different to me.
Which is so odd. I'm surprised. I am surprised you have this stance. It doesn't.
Well, no, I just don't have an. I don't get angry at a company for wanting to still be able to survive and make money. Like, if their service is, in order for us to continue to do what we do and provide the content that we provide for people, you have to subscribe to our service. I'm not going to get mad at them because they won't allow me to skim off of my buddy's account.
But they're in a position where they're going to have less content to provide you because of what's going on. And they're going to go, hey, buddy, we want to make it worse for you. Oh, and by the way, we don't have The Office anymore. We don't have a lot of stuff anymore.
But you know what? They could have The Office if they were making more money if everybody was subscribing to their service, so they could then make the high bid to keep The Office.
What about the Disney movies? Disney ain't going to give them those movies anymore. See, that's the problem. See, there's stuff that they're not going to get anymore because other people are in competition.
I understand where you're coming from, but I don't understand the anger towards a company because they're just trying to make money.
Wow. Just in general?
In this situation.
Yeah. All right. I'm very surprised. Actually, I'm surprised by your opinion, but I'll see. It's probably consistent with other things you said. I just feel like
it's not. I'm a hypocrite. I
do forget that about you, and you freely admit it. So you're right. I should probably not be surprised.
I don't know. I just don't think it's like, oh, hey, look, I'm paying this money for a service, and I'm just going to hand it over to someone else. Screw you.
So really, it's more of like, hey, F you. It's not even about the company. It's about, hey, that's mine.
Well, I just wouldn't get mad at them because they want you to pay for their services.
See,
And I don't know how to make, I don't know if there's any example, like your book analogy is different. I just feel like it's different. I don't know.
A Blu-ray or a DVD. I mean, it's like if I own a hard copy of something that's mm-hmm. media, I get to do what I damn well want, including you can go to a library and you can get a lot of free stuff that way too. It's like, you know, if I donate books to the library that I bought or Blu-rays or anything, then anybody can go read it for free. You know, so I that's why I'm like, wow, Netflix, okay.
I just text. I love when you idiots argue. LOL.
Oh, thank you. Okay, here's something.
What about cable? Someone says, are you okay if like you had a splitter set up so that your neighbors could just chime in and grab your cable?
Yeah, so would I be okay if the neighbors could get my cable? I think that the cable, well, see, they've designed it in such a way that that would be completely illegal because they're saying, look, you've got cable, but here's what I do. Because if you have cable, mm-hmm. you can get like HBO for free on apps.
Yeah.
You have to put in your cable stuff and all your cable info, and I do give that to my kids.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I give that away because I pay for cable, and cable says, hey, if you have cable, you can get the HBO app for free, like HBO Go.
I feel like family is like that. I mean, you're hooking up your kids.
Yeah. See, with cable, though,
so your daughter is just, she lives in your house, so she's part of the household.
Yeah, the trouble is though, if she wants to stream Netflix, she can't. Now, let's say I got to go get the family plan, which I will do because that's their rules, and I didn't know those rules existed. I'm going to do it because I want to watch Netflix when I want to.
That's the problem with them. They didn't let you know about their rules.
I just made the assumption that once you had a subscription, you could do what you want with it. I didn't know there was like a limit of how many streams per like.
Okay, here's someone they say for their, if BJ pays for a gym membership, someone else just can't go because he isn't going all the time.
By the way, I find that to be crap too.
Why?
Because I find that to be crap too. If I'm not getting my money's worth for the gym membership, like if they
fault.
I know, but if I can, but again, it's a value thing. Airlines are the same way. Like if I give up my seat, they will not let me get my money back for the seat with some airline. By the way, Alaska is not like that. Alaska is amazing, which is
Russell
why I only
Wilson,
fly Alaska.
Of course.
But I flew another airline where I couldn't make it. And so, or I should say, actually, it was Joey D's. He couldn't make it. So they said, okay, well, too late. We're not going to refund the money. I said, all right, well, I'll keep the seat. They go, oh, no, you're not keeping the seat. We're going to resell it. And I'm like, what? And that's their rules, and that's completely illegal. It's like you're charging me for something that you're going to charge somebody else for. That is just effing crazy.
Is it illegal?
It's legal for them to do what they said they were doing.
But you just said it's completely illegal for them to do it.
I think it should be completely illegal.
Okay, then it's not illegal.
It's robbery.
But you're saying it's illegal when it's not illegal.
Steve, it's like you bought something, and then you go, I can't use
it.
We'll take it back.
I understand why it's annoying, but you just went and said that it's illegal when it's not illegal.
I meant to say it's immoral and should be illegal. Okay. It really should be. It's legal, but I don't know why it became legal. I don't know why our government let the airlines just do that to us. So I'm of the mindset that, you know, there's precedence of the fact that you can buy stuff that's yours and lend it to somebody. And this whole idea that, you can't let somebody stream it. It's like, well, if you tell me I can have two streams at one time, who cares if it's my kid or my neighbor? It's what you allow me to have. That's what pisses me off.
I can't tell. I didn't notice that you were upset about this.
All right. Well, listen, you know what? You want to pay more, Steve? Pay more. I don't got a problem with that.
I'm happy with what I'm doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
I've got my Netflix.
You're not even going to buy anything. What are you doing?
What are you talking about? I pay for Netflix.
All right, fine.
And I use it once a week.
Yeah, you really do. See, that's the other thing.
I question my own intelligence for keeping it.
They didn't even take that into account. How many people are not even streaming at all that have a package, just like the gym membership? How many people are not even going to the gym and still paying that? I mean, I'll tell you who is. My wife. Oh, yeah. I've been paying a gym membership for her and Sarah for years.
When are they going to get out of it?
They don't go. Because that's the problem.
So why don't you just cancel it?
Well, do you know how hard it is to cancel a gym membership?
It's not that hard.
Okay.
You go to the gym and say, I like to cancel it. It's not that difficult. It's difficult for lazy people.
Dude, they make you go through hoops.
No, they don't. People say that. Anytime I've ever quit a gym, they're like, would you like to cancel? I'm like, yes. Is there anything we can do to keep you? No. Okay, sir.
But you have to go to the gym, right?
Yes.
Why can't they do that over the phone?
I don't know. But it's not that hard.
They know why. You know why?
Because
I don't go to the
shame. You don't want to feel the shame of going into a place where you're supposed to be fit and you're telling them I'm failing at that, so I don't want to keep going there.
Well, there is that. And the other thing is, if I don't go to the gym in the first place, which is why I'm, then they know I'm not going to go try to cancel in person because I never go there in person in the first place.
So you're just sending them money every month.
Yeah. Well, it's not my choice.
How many months has this been going on
for? Both my wife and daughter go, oh, no, keep it on the free, whatever, we're going to go.
When?
I don't know. See, this is why you can't have kids. You wait and see.
Oh, I'll see. Someone's keeping a gym membership. I mean, like, go to the gym and cancel it.
Yeah, they don't. They, why, they're not going to do it. I think
but
it's
how long has it been going on for longer than a year?
I think it's on a free. Oh, dude, yes. I think
how
we're
much
on
a month
freeze.
Is it?
I don't know. I hope I'm freezing. They told me it's frozen. I don't know. I think it's frozen.
Who's telling you this?
My kids, my wife.
My wife. They're telling you this because they don't want you to just cancel.
I know.
So what, like $20 a month, you say?
That's why you should be
maybe
able to
40?
Go instead. Why can't you walk in and do my wife's gym membership while she's not doing it?
Sarah, is it $20 a month or what? It's $10 a month.
Yeah.
And when's the last time you got into the gym? A long time ago.
Yeah.
So you're dropping.
Why can't you go in and go work out for her?
Because
I mean, they're getting paid.
I can cancel it and then pay for mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, see.
Mine too.
Yeah, okay, again, but see, I mean, that they, you know what? They get mad if you walk in and go, well, you're not the member. But they don't get mad to go, oh, by the way, we're charging you every month and you don't show up. It's like, it's not quid pro quo. It's like, well, I don't think it's really good for my life if you keep charging me for something that I'm not using. But if I want someone else to use it, then you go, that breaks our policy. But you're still taking my money every month.
But the agreement was that you would use their services and you would pay X amount of dollars to use them.
Well, that's what's wrong with this country.
And they also have cancellation policies.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with this country.
You agreed to it.
Yeah, they're making money off me. And
because
I'm not
you're lazy.
Whatever.
All right.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. They should stop.
What's the problem?
They should stop charging me. I would call you on the phone and go, you know what, dude? You're obviously a slob. You're not coming in. We're not going to charge you anymore. But they don't do that. They keep taking my money. They don't care whether I go or not. They're getting their cash. Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are the jerks.
If you know what, if the bank was giving you money every month that you weren't supposed to get, and you go, you should have come to my house and canceled. No, you would get arrested.
Okay.
It's the same stupid logic.
It's exactly the same.
All right, let me tell you about this well-known actor that hasn't been alive for over 65 years. How about this? Again, well-known actor, hasn't been alive for over 65 years, and he's going to be in a new movie. How can this happen? I'm going to tell you how at 8:17. On The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a Vietnam War action movie in development. It's called Finding Jack. And one of the people that's landed the lead roles is an actor by the name of James Dean. Now, it's not the porn guy.
I was going to say, is it the adult film guy?
No.
Okay.
This is, and you may go, James Dean, James Dean. I don't know how I know that name. Well, yeah, James Dean, good actor from a movie called Rebel Without a Cause. He died in 1955 at the age of 24.
Oh, that's good. He's finally getting some work.
Yeah, and the producer says, we searched high and low for the perfect character to portray this role. After months of research, we decided on James Dean, yes, the dead actor. He is going to appear in this movie as full-body CGI and archival footage, and the movie got permission from his family to use his image. Another actor is going to provide his voice. Pre-production starts later this month, and they're aiming for a worldwide release on Veterans Day next year. Yeah, of course, Hollywood is just
weird, man.
Yeah, Hollywood's tripping out.
This seems very weird.
Yeah, Chris Evans and Elijah Wood are among those speaking out against this.
Elijah Wood said, nope, this shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, that I
And Chris Evans wrote, maybe we could get a computer to paint us a new Picasso or write a couple new John Lennon songs. The complete lack of understanding here is shameful. Yeah, you're using a guy's likeness and a person like James Dean, who's no longer around, to... It does feel weird. I agree with that connection of like saying, oh, this is a new John Lennon song. And when like maybe you found like an old riff and you turned it into a song.
Yeah, what you're telling me is your movie's crap and you're just trying to get hype.
Publicity.
For it. Yeah, that's what you're telling me.
I'd be pissed if I'm the actor who auditioned for that role. I'd be like, man, they took a dead guy over me.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I don't even. Yeah, but with all of the talent that's out there, you mean to tell me you can't find anybody at all? Like you searched high and low and a dead actor that you're going to CGI up there is going to be the one? That's going to basically set a trend where they're not going to need actors anymore.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain movies where obviously they don't use actors, like a Transformers movie. I think we all accept that that's a CGI thing that makes sense. But to like bring back an actor from the dead to be in a movie just seems really weird. And it's also, I mean, that's cool that his family said it's okay. I got to imagine maybe they floated him a few dollars, but it seems kind of distasteful.
Yeah, I do too. I'm not for it.
This seems more along the lines of something that would be like an animated feature type thing. Like if you're like, oh, we're going to do an animated James Dean with someone else, it would be more okay. But isn't just CGI just new animation? Couldn't you just market it like that?
Yeah, but I guess they're going to basically base it on it's going to be him. It's going to look like him. They're going to want it to be him. That's the whole idea because they're going to use archival footage as well as full body CGI, which... full body CGI means then it's not a real actor like they did with Star Wars. They had Grand Moff Tarkin, but they had a real actor and they just put Grand Moff Tarkin's CGI face.
Yeah, it'll
on
be
there.
Like or like a Andy Serkis playing like Gollum or something along those
that's
lines.
That's full body CGI.
Yeah.
So Andy Serkis is probably going to get this job because he's really good at that.
He does that a lot. So yeah,
I don't know. Even like I know I'm willing to suspend reality with like bringing back the Transformers or any other movie where like Avatar. Or superhero films, I'm willing to kind of be okay with the fact that this is not real. But I don't know about like just seeing a normal human being in a film, knowing full well that that's not even a person that exists in this role.
Yeah.
It just feels odd to me. It's like watching a Pixar film.
It was tough for me a little bit with that, Star Wars Rogue One with Grand Moff Tarkin, because I know that Peter Cushing was the actor's dead. But I saw, okay, well, he definitely existed. They wanted to put the character in there. I could at least understand why it was more about the character, not about the actor. I want to know, like, who do they think cares about James Dean that's still alive? This was 1955.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's like the best point out of all of this.
Yeah.
Is he still a bankable Hollywood star?
No. I mean, nobody... I didn't know who he was. And look, I'm old. So it's only somebody, I would say, 10 years older than me that would care, which means you would have what? You would have had to have been born in 1950. No, you really would have had to have been born in 1945 to care about James Dean.
Yeah, basically.
And could this be a slippery slope where they're like, yo, we want The Rock, but we can't afford The Rock. How about we just do a CGI version of someone who kind of looks like The Rock?
Yeah.
And then just start doing things like that. It's like... I don't know, what do you be called? Like the Pebble.
CGI Rock, voiced by Kevin Hart.
Yes. Or
I'd watch that, yeah, actually.
Or all of a sudden we get new John Wayne movies, and we get new, and like Frank Sinatra starts performing at play, he starts putting out, videos.
They're doing the hologram version of concerts of dead people now, too. I mean, is that any worse than this?
See, I do think there's a difference in that. Someone even asked that on the text line. Okay. What's the difference? Because at least with that, you're going to see... this hologram performed the songs that somebody wrote and once performed. So it's almost like seeing a music video, in my opinion. Whereas with this, you're seeing James Dean perform in a role that he never agreed to perform in.
And it's not his voice.
It's not, there's no connection to it. It seems very weird.
Yeah.
Hologram's still kind of weird. I'm on the fence with that, Rev. Like, I still don't know how I would feel like going to see a Nirvana show if they had a hologram of Kurt Cobain. Like, part of me would like to see that. But I could only imagine wanting to do that if everybody involved in his life is 100% on board. Otherwise, it would feel wrong.
Would it feel any better if it was... because we've seen, the Superman mustache situation. The CGI isn't always as good as we want it to be. But if you knew it was going to be perfect, clear, visibility, and it's going to be like one of those sci-fi shows where everything's just perfect, would you feel more okay with it if it looked like they were actually there as opposed to a hologram?
Not if it's just about the actor. If it was about the character... like, seeing Princess Leia also at the end of Rogue One being the young Princess Leia, you needed her. I mean, you needed that character in there. I get why they did it. But if they just said, well, you know what? This actor's a really popular actor. I want them to star in this movie that the character doesn't, we don't know who the character is. That's what bothers me. Like,
yeah.
James Dean's playing somebody we don't know. It's like, you know what I mean? There's no re- they're doing it for James Dean. They're not doing it because it's a beloved character and he passed away and couldn't finish the role.
And you needed it for closure.
Yeah, like, but the perfect example is this. The guy that played Dumbledore in the first two Harry Potter movies, he passed away and they got a new dude. But if they were able to just keep bringing back the old dude, I mean, at least they would be doing it for the character. It would still be a little strange to keep seeing like a new, like that guy being propped up like he's still alive. But he was an important character that had to still keep going.
One person says, I think CGI was okay in The Fast and the Furious when Paul Walker died. But that's because he died during the filming and it was a way to end the movie and pay tribute. But I agree, in general, it's weird.
And it's, again, that's about the character.
Yep.
And not about the actor. See, they're trying to take advantage of this guy's fame and put him in a new role that nobody knows. This is just a cheap-ass thing. And how much money does James Dean Estate need that they agreed to this? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, how much money did...
I mean, that's lame that you would agree to that. They must not have any cash.
I can't imagine that estate of James Dean is bringing a ton of cash nowadays.
Yeah, I would just go, no, you're not going to do that. It's, you know, I guess, and then if you got that much money, really, why did you spend it in marketing? And well, they got us talking about it, but I'm not going to tell you the name of the movie, and I'm sure as hell not going to see it.
Look at you putting your foot down.
Now, if they did like a Weekend at Bernie's type of a thing, like where it's like they found James Dean and brought him back to life.
Wow.
Then I'd be interested.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, your pitch right here just made me interested.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then it's about James Dean.
Yeah, now it's weird.
Oh, wow. Every year, the James Dean estate earns around $5 million from various licensing arrangements. So money is not a problem.
$5 million they're making off of him. Boy, and they're hoeing themselves out for this.
Well, think about, like, probably like T-shirts and movies.
God, that's disgusting. That really is. Now I'm pissed at their family.
What if they just want to see the person from their family on the big screen one more time? I don't know, man. I'm trying.
If anything, that's the most reasonable reason. It really is. I hate it. I really do. All right, I have a question. Have you ever been trying to binge watch something, but you're distracted by what's happening around you?
Ooh. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm distracted by everything all the time.
Pretty
really?
Much.
Yeah. If I'm watching a show, if I'm binge watching something, I don't care what people are doing. I think I'm okay.
Yeah, but they might like your cell phone will distract you.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is especially a question for college roommates and college students with roommates because, you know, you're trying to do something and your people distract you. HBO, they've got a solution. They're giving college students giant cardboard boxes that you basically sit in or lay inside. And that you can basically stream in peace. They're basically giving you cardboard pods, like refrigerator boxes. This is what they're giving you.
What are they charging for this? Or are they?
They say they're giving them.
Oh, okay.
The HBO box is black, and it has holes so you can breathe.
Well, that's good.
But a shelf. That's nice. Yeah, well, that was important. And a shelf that apparently holds your streaming device.
This is so funny. The whole thing is all about the dorm room experience. Privacy is at a premium. It is tough to watch stuff, probably, when you have a roommate.
Well, you can do a lot of stuff in there, then.
Oh, my gosh. The box is hilarious.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow. Okay. It looks pretty good.
It's got a little hole that looks very glorious, if you know what I mean.
It's a very glorious hole. Wow. And it's a 360-degree glorious hole. Oh my God! And he's peeking out the box.
This is not
like
man.
A weirdo.
Yeah, if you live with roommates and if you're like a dude in a dorm,
oh boy,
man, that's not going to end well for you ever.
Right? His feet are sticking out of the box, but the important thing that's not sticking out of the box
is his waist.
He could be doing a lot of stuff in that box.
Right? There's Chad again.
Oh,
man, the box is knocking.
Yeah, exactly. You got a shelf to put your streaming device on, and you can go to town in there.
Are you watching Game of Thrones or Game of Bones?
Right. Yeah. Okay,
there should be like an unwritten rule. If your socks are still on, that means you're watching something appropriate. If the socks are off, that means don't knock on the box.
Yeah, good call. They partner with a company called Fuji to do this. It
this
is a real
so
deal.
Funny.
And if you're a college student who is interested, you just hit up Fuji's Twitter and see if you qualify.
This
is a contest.
This would be great when my college years for the come down when I'm on mushrooms. Like, just put me in the box. Put on some Pink Floyd and put me in the box.
Good call.
Yeah, definitely.
Can't handle you guys anymore.
Put him in the HBO box. This
Where's
is
Steve? He's in the box.
Yeah.
Oh, bad mushroom trip again? Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? We like this better than James Dean coming back from the dead.
Oh, yeah. This seems like a parody. like a joke.
Right? And it doesn't seem real.
Yeah, you feel like it's an SNL bit, and it's not.
So you got to go to boxchallenge.fuji.com. What
there you the go. Hell? Just go there.
I can't win it yet.
What? Oh, man, Steve.
HBO Box Challenge, different than the Hot Box Challenge.
Oh, good point. Wow.
This is going to be awesome. I got to get one of these.
I don't think you qualify.
Why? I have a roommate.
You're not a college student, buddy.
Your wife, I don't think, is considered a roommate. You don't live in a dorm.
Lulu's a roommate.
Damn straight.
Yeah, I'm sure that
future
work.
Baby, also yeah. A roommate.
Truth.
She's got her own room now.
Oh, you can put her in the HBO box.
That'd be great. I'll replace the crib with an HBO box.
Oh, she'll love that.
That'll
I'd
work.
Spend way too much money on that crib. We're using it.
Yeah. Got a new study out of Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. Turns out that daylight savings time actually has long-term negative effects on our brains.
I just saw somebody complaining on Facebook again about how they're still in a funk because of the time change.
We used to make fun of people like that, and now it turns out that, yeah, to some people, it could lead to serious and fatal health problems, the whole idea of daylight savings time. And we've been doing this for how long as a society? See, that's the thing, man. We think we know what we're doing right now. Science is going to come along in another 30 years and say that we're all idiots right now. Get used to it. Get used to the fact that what you thought was harmless, society will turn around and tell you that you are the worst person in the world for engaging in whatever you're doing right now, and that whatever you thought you knew from a scientific standpoint, you're a moron, and that's not true.
Well, yeah, it's like, I'd like to have light back. At 5 o'clock.
No, dude, no, it's a good call on that.
Dude, you live in an area where it never was supposed to be here at this time of year. You understand that, right?
Well, it'd be overcast, but there'd still be like blue in the sky a little bit.
No, but the way it's naturally supposed to be in this part of the world where we live is you have short days. And like, you know, then you go to Alaska, of course, you have no days.
I don't know how they do that.
But that's where we are in Seattle. We're close to that Alaska area, you know, where our days are going to be shorter than other places around the world. That's how it's supposed to be. We're the ones trying to like wreck it. We think we need more than we have, but either A, people weren't supposed to live here in the first place and humans shouldn't be here, or B, we're supposed to get used to this.
Wait, yeah,
there's some old people in Ballard that still feel that people shouldn't leave here.
Yeah.
is the spring forward is the like false one, and then the fallback is like what it should normally be?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So right now is what it should
this
be.
This is standard time. ST means standard time.
Oh. This is reality, man.
Yeah. Weird.
Well, I don't want it to be like this.
Me either.
I like to go
You're
the
problem.
Way.
You're causing problems for everybody who have serious health issues because you're changing the clocks.
Move it forward and keep it that way forever.
Yeah, then the problem's solved.
Yep.
I think that's what it is. They're blaming it on daylight savings time, but I do believe that what it is that it's just because we keep changing the clocks.
Yep, I agree with you.
Here's the thing. Okay, Uh-oh. Hold on. I could be wrong about this.
Oh.
It turns out, Steve, that your idea with daylight savings time, we're getting less morning sunshine.
Okay.
Which makes sense because we're moving the day. So basically, you know, normally in the summer, let's just say 5 a.m. would be brighter than it would normally be. But we've taken that 5 a.m. hour and moved it to 6. And that way I guess we're supposed to get more sun in the morning. And we're getting less sun in the morning because of daylight savings time. And that's wrecking us.
I'm miserable in the morning regardless. Keep it the way it is with that. I just want more sun in the afternoon.
So if the rest of us are dying, you don't care.
No, that's a little extreme, BJ. I don't want people to die.
Lead to serious and fatal health problems. You know what fatal is, dude.
Ooh, We're going to die.
Do we have history of people dying because of daylight savings time?
Well, that's what they're saying.
Where is this? I never saw an obituary. Charles died because of daylight savings time.
If you don't believe the great university that is known as Vanderbilt in Tennessee, what am I going to do? They're the ones that came up with this study. So yeah, apparently because of the fact that we don't get that light in the early in the morning, that's really crucial to keep our biological clocks in sync. It has a long-term negative effect on our brains and makes us less energetic, less alert. Of course, you don't know because you're coffee man. I think that's the
coffee man.
Well, people drink their coffee, so they don't realize the reason they need coffee in the first place is because they're not getting enough morning light, especially during, you know, DST. And we want to save it. Like we want it to be daylight savings time all the time around here, which is even worse. Like,
We'd adjust. It'd be fine as opposed to having to make an adjustment every year.
I love how you say you'd adjust. Do you work for the university?
No. Do you?
That's not a comeback. I'm saying I'm not an expert. Yes, I don't work for university. I default to them. They're university people.
That doesn't mean they're right.
This is the hill you're going to die on, huh, Steve?
No, this is the hill he's going to die on.
It's
like when you quote stats at people and they go, I don't believe stats.
Okay, then I guess there's no way I could ever prove anything to you. Good.
All right, good, we're done. Good. I want my coffee.
Stand your ground, Steve.
And I want it to be light, late.
Don't you?
No, because it makes it tougher for me to go to bed. I mean, I'm supposed to go to bed at the right time. I'm supposed to get light in the morning, and we're flipping that, and you're happy with that. Just give you your coffee and the fact that you don't sleep, and that's fine with you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't argue with it. I mean, it is what you want, even though you're killing America.
Well, nobody's dying from this, man.
You don't know it. They've got it here. I would have find one person that's dead and show you.
Well, good. Try and talk to them. Maybe we'll turn it into a hologram for a movie.
Okay, perfect. James Dean would still be with us if not for daylight savings time. That's probably a fact.
It just seems like a ridiculous thing that they spend time
on.
Dude,
you know, honest to God, you every time I hear somebody who go, when people talk science, it's like, you know, that's why I don't like to get any scientific conversation. Every time a new article comes out where it says, it looks like we really have a scientific problem about this, and I'm being very vague because I don't want to get into this fight with anybody, I always go, I don't know, but they're the scientists. Why would they be, why are they giving me bad information? And they're like,
has a scientist never been wrong?
No, but I don't think they try to be wrong.
Oh, I didn't say that. It's not like they're intentionally trying to be stupid.
But I mean, I look at it this way. If the scientists say, look, X is about going to happen if you don't stop doing something, and people go, that's BS, I go, well, is it going to kill me to stop doing something? All right, I'm going to stop doing it in case the scientists are right, because it doesn't kill me to stop. And if they're right, then, hey, I would have contributed to something cool. That's what I get upset with. So I'm like, hey, if I don't, if I don't care about daylight savings time and I might stop somebody from having a fatal brain problem, why wouldn't I want to do it? But you're like, nope, give me coffee and let them die fatally.
Like, this texture, I just don't like it dark at 4 p.m.
Yeah, but if people are dying because
it got dark or got light at 4 p.m.
It says in the article, fatal brain issues.
Do they have examples? Names?
I would have met names. They didn't put them in the article, but what, would they just make it up? Just doing make them up?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, though. I've never heard of someone dying from a daylight savings time.
I know you haven't. That's why I'm reading the article today. It's the first time I've heard of it, too. That's how you don't hear of things until you hear about them. That's why you never heard of it before.
But there's no news story of a person actually dying. They're saying that it could happen.
Yes. So if it could happen, don't you think you should be a little uncomfortable with 4 p.m. darkness as opposed to maybe taking a chance on somebody dying from a brain thing?
Fine. I'm going to just go lock myself inside. Turn all the blinds off.
You're going to get an HBO box anyway. It's really dark in there. What difference what time it is at this point? You can make it dark all the time. We'll buy you your HBO box, and you can have it as dark as you want.
I think that Steve would qualify for the HBO box if we just replay this entire segment.
Yeah, you're right.
Steve is right. The changing of the clocks two times a year, that's messing us up. Move it forward and keep it there.
No, that's not what the article said. It's the fact that we don't have morning light, you half-wit not listening texter. It's we don't get morning light because we move it to the later time. So 5 o'clock is actually 6 o'clock, and there it should be light at 5 o'clock. That's what the friggin' article said.
I love the guy that's like 70% of the time not listening is yelling at someone for not listening to an article.
That's right. Yeah. It's not about the movement of the time itself. It's about that we don't get light in the morning. That's the problem. Okay? Is everybody on board?
I think so.
You know what? My brain hurts right now.
Mine does too.
Steve's
can we go?
Killing me. See, Steve's killing me.
I'm just asking for you to think outside the box.
Which one? The HBO box?
Yes.
Okay, fine. I'll do that. Oh, yesterday, Steve did get this one right.
In regards to the government, what does POTUS stand for?
President of the United States.
Yes. Are you sure you're not getting on the flight in the morning?
This is amazing.
It's daylight savings time. It's killing him.
The defense rest. I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah, there you go. You want a shot at beating Box Boy? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.